Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Riggs.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hey, yo. What's up, baby? Welcome in here to the Wednesday, June 18th edition of Dealing with KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of
don't go anywhere without.
What are you doing with him?
Yes, indeed. And we welcome you in here to the show, man. We appreciate you being with us. We've got some things to talk about. Mark Orr, Sac State Athletic Director, going to be with us coming up just about an hour from now.
Yes, sir. Business is picking up.
Yes, indeed.
At the Nest.
Yes, indeed.
Boy, oh,
over
boy.
Over there on
oh,
the whole boy. Campus is picking up.
Yeah, man.
So we're going to talk to our buddy Mark Orr. It's always a good time talking to him. Coming up at 1 o'clock, you do not want to miss that. James Hammond, the Insiders, will be back with us at 3 o'clock. And we here, man. We ready to go. KC going to tell us how to build a basketball team?
Well, I'm trying to pick everybody's brain. How would you build a basketball team? No one way's right. No one's way right. Just how would you go about it? That's all.
And I think that'll be fascinating to hear. The different approaches, the different how many unethical basketball teams are out there?
How many we're going to play defense and the opponent's going to score 70?
Backdoor cuts, yes. You know, V cut, L cut.
These are the Monty McNair teams. It's going to be very exciting until I lose my job. And it's not going to be as exciting. This isn't what Monty McNair sounds like. I guess this is just the proverbial
what does Monty McNair sound
sports
like?
Nerd.
I don't know. He talked six times his entire time in Sacramento. Well, yeah, I mean.
You got to throw a little rat, like, you know, James, like, yeah, we're just going to try to maintain and improve, and yeah.
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 James, I'm not going to tell you because I'm not, James, I'm not going to give you my strategy. So, I mean, no, but you hope, right? Like,
but you hope, right?
I don't know, man.
We really like Devin Carter.
No.
That's the most, you hope, right?
Chris Biederman. Whose decision was it to fire Mike Brown?
Mine.
That's okay.
Hey, Sam, I just want to let you know it wasn't my decision to fire Mike Brown. Just want to let you know that. Thank you.
Hey, Sam, this is an anonymous source. It wasn't my decision. It wasn't Monty's decision to fire Mike. Okay, bye.
It wasn't mine. It wasn't Monty's decision.
Sam on the other line. No, Monty, caller ID. You didn't.
Your name, you FaceTime me, Monty. Do you know you FaceTime me?
Monty, you realize I could see you, right? This is not Monty. This is AI.
It needs to get that Joe Davison.
Oh man, boy, that would have worked. Joe could have tipped off every reporter what was going on. Shout out of course, Joe is a reporter, so he wouldn't do that. But yeah, you definitely got to get that Joe Davidson out in the woods. That's
man in the woods.
I wish we had. We don't have that video on like readily available. But that was an all timer.
I bet you Zabo could find it.
He might have sent it to me before the 1,000 show. I can't remember. But
I don't know how Zabo would find that. Like, I have no idea how you would find that. I don't know what day that was.
I'll have to go through the videos. That was definitely on the list to vote for. Because that was a...
I think that should have made it. That was
a classic. That was an absolute classic. And he didn't know what... He had no idea any of this was happening.
No.
Because he was on the phone. Yeah, yeah. He wasn't on the stream. He had no clue.
He was just cooking, giving you know, takes and good explanations. Yep. And it was anonymous.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
Like Bobby Valentino.
Yeah. Slow down.
So I got I'm just thinking of something here real quick. So today my son plays in his all-star game. Not all-star game, but his all-star team plays in the state tournament game in about 25 minutes. Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can multitask. I can run a show and peek down and see what's going on, play mm-hmm. a little solitaire too. I can multitask.
You know, it happens.
But it got me thinking, and he's 12 years old, right? So, like, I'm locked in, but he's 12 years old. What would a show look like if Ryan is at UCLA playing in the College World Series during this show? What would that look like to you? What do you think?
Oh, man.
Like, for whatever, like, I'm sure I would be there, but let's say for whatever reason, I couldn't get down there and I had to watch. Well, is it just you by yourself, but I'm here on screen? Is that how that's?
Probably, yeah. It's probably me, you know, trying to drive home some, like, really important point, because that's what I do. We talk about really important stuff here. And you just, like, looking off to the TV. Oh! No! Hey! Just
not
that.
The clap, though.
Just that for like.
Get the dump button ready, Jesse. Yeah. That's how that would go.
Yeah.
A couple times yesterday.
Constantly.
They're on 102.5. Luckily, it was before the kids got here. But
well, it was.
Had a couple of strikeouts looking backwards K's, and I didn't like that.
Yeah, it was D'Lo and Casey daycare yesterday. We had Kelly's boys show up, which is always. I'm just going to sit over here and do my work. And then we traded them out and my girls came and, you know, Uncle Kenny is like, you got to see Uncle Kenny in action.
What do you mean?
Like KC love the kids.
Oh yeah. Those are the homies.
This is a shoot. Those like KC love the kids.
I got to break down to Rafael Devers and what they thought about him.
Yeah.
And they, kicking field goals.
They looked at you blindly. Like they were. They just looked at you like,
said,
what?
You walk in this studio, you're going to learn how to cut a YouTube video. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. I thought like when they got here, like they'd want to like sit in Jesse's studio, watch the tablets, but they didn't like, well, Audrey didn't. She's 11. She wanted to be in here. Like, that's my girl. That's my, when we're together, she is glued to my side.
Yeah.
The 4-year-old lost interest in about 2 minutes. Like she was good for a minute. Like, and we started talking, we're doing our KSFM stuff. And she's like, I can see her watching and like, it's really interesting her. And then like by the second or third time we did it, she's like making noise behind me while we're doing stuff. And it's like, hey, do you want to go sit out and watch your iPad? And she's, yeah. And I say, okay, go sit here. No, I want to sit over there by the picture of mommy. Okay. Take her over there, tablet, And then, I don't know, a minute later, she's just doing sprints.
That's real talk.
She's just doing sprints through the through the Odyssey Studios. And it's
That was also after she told us we suck. Like, she said, that was terrible, guys. Well, I said, oh, well.
She did.
You're not wrong. I mean, we struggled a little bit.
We did something. Damn. It wasn't we either. It was me. Like, we did the break. And I was like, man, that's my bad. That wasn't good. And Casey goes, no, you're straight. It's fine. And immediately Morgan goes, nah, it wasn't good.
I said, damn.
Just all seriousness. Nah, it wasn't good. And she calls me D-Lo. Like, D-Lo, that wasn't good.
D-Lo,
that wasn't good. And it's not D-Lo. It's like there's like three or four O's at the end. D-Lo, like that's how she refers to me. And yeah, that wasn't good, D-Lo.
Oh man, yeah, she's
that's tough.
She had opinions about that break right there.
Yeah.
Also, one of the best kid whistlers I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
she's four, right? Strong.
She's four. Yeah.
I can't whistle like that.
She's four. We had a traumatic morning. Their Aunt Kim was picking them up for, because she takes the little one on Wednesday.
The Aunt Kim.
Not that one.
No.
The real Aunt Kim. Not the Kimberly that we all know. She so we were at the park, which is right down the street from our house. Mm-hmm. But we know, like, hey, we got to get going. Aunt Kim's going to be here soon. We see her driving by. Again, it's really close. Audrey goes, "Oh, I'm going to run." She's 11. Okay, go ahead. And I'm holding Morgan, and Morgan goes, "Well, can I run?" And I said, yes, but you have to stop at the corner where Audrey is. Mm-hmm. She said, okay. I put her down. Sprout's running with Audrey, and I put her down, and second step.
Oh, I knew that was.
And I knew instantly, this is a bad one. Like, I know it. Like, this is bad. And it was the delayed cry where she hit. And I didn't say anything. I said, I went silent. I'm like, oh, baby, come here. And then it was, and I'm like, oh, God. So this is my first scraped knee. I'm falling apart. I would have bought her a house if she had asked for it today. And so I'm carrying her back, and it's like, oh, it's okay. And I'm looking like, oh, God, don't look at your knees. They're both scraped.
Oh, no. Oh.
And, like, she's, like, crying so bad she's not actually crying. Like, there aren't tears. Like, the tears just won't come out. She's just screaming. And I'm like, oh, God, I hate life. I want to die right now. I don't want to do this anymore. I get her back to Aunt Kim's like, oh, did she not want to leave the park? I was like, no, she was trying to run to you and she fell. And thankfully, like, we got her calmed down. We had fun putting on the Band-Aids. Oof. And so I checked on her like an hour later. I was like, hey, how's my little one doing? And Aunt Kim goes, oh, she already forgot it happened. She's
that's usually
she's running around. And of course, you know, she's got the Band-Aids on. So, like, I'm sorry for the radio audience who can't see this. It's her knees, right? So she's walking like super dramatically.
Yeah,
like her legs
right
are broken.
Now. Yeah, yeah, it's tough. Yeah. It's real tough.
And so I was like, well, is she at least walking normal? And she goes, yeah, she forgot she hurt herself. It's like, oh, it's the worst. My first scraped knee, not a fan.
Yeah, it's tough.
New parents, if you can avoid this, I strongly advise it. Not a fan of that at all.
One of the things I learned, though, was you got it's not easy, but you got to – something like that happens. Now, obviously, you take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
But that little break – that little, like, look at you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, get up. You're good.
Yeah, yeah.
You're all right. Come on. You're
no,
good.
No sell it. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no. Ah! Yeah, yeah. Now, my sister taught me that one. I got that
hit us
one.
With the, you're fine. Get up. All right. Sorry, Mom. Damn, my fault.
Well, normally, like, I've seen, she's fallen a million times.
Yeah.
She's, like, bumped her head, all
that
of that stuff when we're playing.
Like, oh, that hurt.
Oh, no. Yeah, oh, baby, hurt. Get up. You're fine.
Yeah. And
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
So kind of like, let's go, baby. Come on.
Yeah.
And she'll be, oh, like, no, you're fine. Come on. This one, I knew. I was like, I can't save this. This is, there is nothing I can do. So all I did was, oh, baby, it's okay. Come here. And I just tried to like comfort. Oh, yeah. Baby, it's okay. We're good. We'll get you better. And I tried. And it just, she screamed louder every time.
And now I'm sending
her off, right? Like, it's not like I have her for the next 2 hours. I'm sending her off. Mm. Oh, terrible. Just terrible.
Do better.
Failed D-Lo. As a parent. Oh, D-Lo, God.
Do better.
Yeah, worse than the break last night, man. Just terrible. So I will try to be a better radio show host than I am parent at this point, because it's been a bad morning for your boy. We'll come back. We're going to figure out the proper way to build an NBA roster. We're going to figure out the proper way to build a Sacramento Kings roster, and we want to hear from you in this process. 916-909-1320. You can jump in the chatty house as well over on Twitch, YouTube, and, of course, on Twitter. Stealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino. We're going to be there Friday. We'll tell you all about that next on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, let's before we dive into business, let's pull up this clip of Joe Davidson for no reason whatsoever, just because it's funny. Man,
I think they could get him. That'd be crazy.
Joe Davidson, what you think? Can Sac State get the job done in Palo Alto this weekend?
Well, what a great game. The Hornets, it's good to join you guys. I mean, yeah, they'll give them a game. The Hornets will compete. But you know, it's always that jump up, FCS.
This is amazing. FCS.
So, by theory, they're not supposed to have a chance. You know, UC Davis played up at Oregon State last week and didn't have a chance. So,
you know, I think they'll give him a game. I think he still has to favor Stanford because of just
he's going through the Tyrese Halliburton thing. He's going to Tyrese thing where his voice is changing.
Level, but it won't be a blowout. The real intrigue is you've got the Stanford coach Troy Taylor.
Poor Joe doesn't even know.
Got Sac State football out of the dungeon and made him a champion.
Now he sounds normal.
And now here he is, his first home game as a Stanford coach.
No,
and he's
not
taking
quite.
On his best friends in the world are the Sac State coaches. So that's kind of a cool little side out there.
Poor Joe. Man. When this show. That is tremendous. That's so good.
Sac State ended up winning that game, too. One of the great moments in recent Sac State football history.
Yeah, yeah. Beat their ass. Yeah, man. If I remember correctly.
Yeah, that one was a close one.
That one?
Yeah, they won by touchdown.
Did they play twice?
No, once? You know who they beat the hell out of was Colorado State.
Oh, okay.
They destroyed them.
Okay.
And then, the Stanford game was a close one.
Colorado State's kind of been funny the last couple of years.
Remember
those two kids? Yeah, we passed down, however much NIL money, because we want to stay here, love of the game, blah, blah, blah. Stop, all right, bro. Dude.
Stop.
All right, man. Love of the game.
Did you see that? This is bumper to dumper territory, but it's topical. Did you see the kid at the quarterback of South Carolina? His dad advised him to turn down a $9 million NIL from another school. And his dad was like, you 18 years old, what you need $9 million for? Like, be a man of your word and stay committed. Now, obviously, he's probably getting some money from South Carolina. It's not like $9 million or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But, he ended up staying. And there was a tweet that said, I would have told my dad, stay out of millionaire's business.
I would have told my dad, I will buy your ass. Get out of my face.
Stay out of millionaire's business, broke boy.
Yeah.
Like that, though. Stay. Come on, man. Have some little integrity.
Okay.
Well, cool. If you're making $5 million, I'm assuming he's making some meals.
Yeah, sure. If I have the chance to make nine, though, I'm gonna go ahead and make it.
Understandable.
I'm gonna go ahead and make it.
Understandable.
Let's see what Will's talking about here. 916-909-1320. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's poppin', gentlemen? Can you hear me okay?
Nah, not at all, man. This is not at all.
Sorry. How about now?
Okay, that's a little better.
In the car wash?
Nah, I'm at work. I'm an electrician. We're doing a residential complex.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yes, sir. Out here in Roseville. But anyways, I had another trade proposal. I respect what y'all said about let's get DeMar somewhere where he'll fit in better than Washington. Because I don't want to do DeMar like that even necessarily. But anyways, so I was pitching DeMar to the Miami Heat. It's DeMar and Devin Carter and a second round pick from 2026. Okay. For Andrew Wiggins.
Okay. We're gonna have to add a little bit more into that. That reminds me of a little bit of a TC proposal that he stole from Will Z, but passed it off as his own, so it would be a Will Z trade proposal. But Andrew Wiggins is a name that comes up. It seems to be coming up pretty regularly, probably because of the Miami thing and the DeMar thing, and it feels like Miami's not really involved in the Kevin Durant. Like, but I know Kevin Durant has preferred destinations. It sounds like of the teams, Miami's probably the shortest. Like, they don't have the ability to really pull this off. Now,
well,
there's
not
also
willing to as well.
Well, there's also reports Phoenix is asking for a little too much, or there's a thought that maybe Phoenix is asking for a little too much and they should probably calm this down. It could be a game of chicken from now until the draft with Phoenix wanting to get this done before the draft and teams like, okay, well, we'll wait. We said this before, San Antonio's in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
They don't have to do anything. Houston, they're not. They probably need to do something.
They still don't have to do anything yet, though. They're not where San Antonio is.
If they ran it back, you're confident in Houston?
This is what I mean by that.
Okay.
They're still young. They still have a gang of assets. They still have, they're not completely in San Antonio's spot. Like, I agree with you. They really could just chill out.
Mm-hmm.
But Houston, like, we want to make a deal. But if we ran it back, kept our assets, and saw, you know, how the start of the season started out and made our decision at the trade deadline, we'd be okay with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to make a panic deal just because you want us to.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a deal that we like.
Let's see what TC got for us today, because I know he got another trade proposal.
Let me go to
Reddit, go to Will Z's
Mark
page.
Stein's real quick.
We need a quick recap of what the insiders talked about.
If you have heard this trade, please hit our hotline.
Yeah. the chatty house has become anonymous for send your tips to the chatty house. TC, hey, huh?
Hey, y'all, Cole, what's up with my two brothers?
What's up, TC? It's love, baby.
I know. Hey, so, hey, Kyle was talking and Hammer was talking about it, but I put a twist on it, right? And this is one of them ones that's believable, and this one of them ones that Perry might be doing and got into work. Malik Monk, Jonas, Devin, 27 first, a 31 first, going to Toronto for Quickly, Abaji, and their number 9.
That seems like a lot.
It does seem like a lot. This is something. Now, I heard Kyle and Hammer talking about Emmanuel Quickly on my way in this morning. I didn't get the exact trade proposal that he put out there. I think this is interesting for a couple of reasons. Toronto seems to be involved in stuff. So, you know, I Toronto is going to make a deal if they feel like they're getting better with this deal. From that Kings perspective, maybe they do. I'm a little fearful. Maybe you open up some more shortcomings with that deal. You might have to try to finesse it a little bit in terms of players, picks, something. It also feels like a lot. You just said this a second ago. Feels like a lot to give up for Emmanuel Quickly.
Well, but you're getting Abaji and you're getting the number 9 as well. So, I see it.
Mm-hmm.
I see it. If I'm giving you Devin Carter, I'd like to take...
Oh, I missed the 9. He said the 9?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
If I'm giving you Devin Carter, I think TC said 2 future first-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, give me one of those back, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like I'm getting Scotty Barnes. Like,
Scotty Barnes?
Give me one of those back. I'm giving you Devin Carter. That's what I'd like to do. That might be the hang up for me is the two future firsts. I think he said 2 future firsts and a second rounder.
Mm-hmm.
Take one of those future firsts off the table. And we might have a deal.
I have to ask Kyle what his trade proposal was, because I got in the car after he had presented it and they were having a conversation about Emmanuel Quickly. I think the idea, though, is. I think in at least in that regard, I'm curious what Toronto's doing. I think Toronto is of the belief like they're a good basketball team. That they I think Emmanuel Quickly is a part of that too. So
I think he's a little expendable. Him and RJ don't need to be there. Now,
fair enough.
Now you could have Emmanuel Quickly, you know, coming off the bench and doing that, but he makes $30 million a year. If you're Toronto, is that how you want to spend that money, where you can get 2 players for essentially the price of 1 in a trade? Because they've got
to be the right players.
Got Grady Dick. They've got Brandon Ingram, Scotty Barnes, and I feel like I'm missing another one of their core players.
Officials were thinking about it.
Well, I was gonna say, like, you see how easy, like, you were a pro about it. We can play on. We can we can talk sports. It's cool, dude. You don't have to do that. By the way, like, it's fine.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to. Last year, I got flagged a lot during the season.
No, you can't refer to him by his last name. That's part of it. And you can't say it as emphatically as Fat Joe did.
Would we get in trouble by the FCC if we did do that?
Just refer to him as his last
name?
Shouldn't.
Like last name went off last night. Like, that'd be kind of crazy, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we should.
Yeah, that's a crazy sentence.
Yeah, I don't think you can say that.
Context matters. We're talking about
a basketball player.
So there's a, okay, context, that's fine. There's a name of a show that I'm not comfortable saying on the air. It was a Netflix show. It's a comedy. Everybody loved it.
Oh, Beef?
No, like, it's a legit, it's the way that the word is spelled, but it's, I'm not saying it.
Why don't you throw it in the chat?
Yeah.
In the group message.
Let's see what you're talking about. Let's see what you're talking about.
Hang on. I'm going to see. I believe this is how it was spelled. Hold on. Yeah. I mean, context.
Wilson's got to go. Maybe we just call him Grady Richard.
Look, well, Randy got it. Too. Look, Soren got it. They know what I'm talking about. Is that?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
That's the name of the show. It was one of the most popular shows while I was running.
Oh, okay. What is Wilson doing? That's crazy. What show?
Oh, man.
I don't know. Chad, you lost the Chad Allen.
Hey, Wilson, go for a walk, man.
Yeah, go Wilson, take a lap, yeah. Actually. Hey, take a lap.
Go for a walk.
We'll let you know when to come back. We'll let you know when to come back.
No, Ishmael, I get it. He's saying it was the family's last name. No. I get that. I understand what it was. That doesn't mean I'm comfortable saying it. It's like referring to Grady just by his last name. Yeah. Talking about last name went off last night. I'm not doing that.
The hell just happened?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Apparently, this is a show.
What?
Apparently, this is a show.
Oh, all right. Well, that's on the list of ones we're not saying by name.
What's the plot? What is that show?
Should I even look this up? This is crazy.
Look it up on your personal computer.
This is crazy.
We were building the Kings 2 minutes ago.
Bro.
No. Hold on.
Who are you putting into the Google search? It's just crazy. It says Hertz. All this stuff is like, yo.
It's an American comedy television series premiered 2019 on Hulu.
Is this the cartoon? This ain't the cartoon, is it?
No. Is the show called Pen 15?
That's what we'll call it. I think it's the other way, but we'll just say.
Really?
Yeah.
It's described as middle school as it really happened. I don't want to pronounce these people's names wrong. They were 31 years old at the start of season one, and they play versions of themselves at 13-year-old social outcast in the year 2000, surrounded by actual 13-year-olds.
What?
Where the best day of your life can turn in to your worst with the stroke of a gel pen. The show takes its name from a school prank involving tricking someone into writing the word pen 15, which looks like the word on their hands, by asking if they want to join the pen 15 club.
Well, okay.
That practical joke must have escaped my junior high school. Okay. Well, is the show good? That's crazy. They're
saying
premise.
It's great. Everybody in the chat says it's a heck of a show.
TV shows are not my bag, man. I stay losing.
There's so many of them. Like, it was easy back in our day when there was like 9.
Well, they're all limited series now, where there's no Breaking Bads or anything like that really anymore.
Mm.
Whereas like really good TV shows, you know?
Actually, well, I think there's a lot of
Snowfall.
Good
TV Snowfall shows. Was one of them.
Well, Snowfall was amazing.
I mean, those are the ones. But there's good TV on. There's good TV shows. Like we talked about the other day, I think The Chi is a good show. It's not like the greatest show of all time, but I just can't get back to it.
Like, I enjoyed it. I just never went back to it.
BMF is a good
one.
No,
it's not. BMF is trash. BMF is like the Carter Six. You listen to it because it was Lil Wayne, but it was trash. BMF, it's created by 50. It's about the Black Mafia family. I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
It's trash.
That show
it's not good.
But I'm tapped in.
And 50 knows it's not good. That's the thing that really upsets me, is he knows the show is bad. He's putting it together badly on purpose because he knows people are going to watch it.
Yeah, watch. Yeah.
I'm like tapped you. In.
Yeah, on I guess it'll be 9 p.m. Thursday, new episode.
Yeah, all right. Filthy McNasty. I said I didn't finish the Carter Six. Yeah, don't bother.
No, I didn't either. I might only listen to the deluxe.
I tried
like the deluxe
like,
songs.
I tried to listen to the album and just listen as Wheezy intended. Mm. I got to about song 8 or 9. I was like, I can't do this anymore. Mm. So I'd let the song start. I'd go 30 seconds, 45 seconds. Nope. Next one. Mm. Same thing. 45 seconds, 6. Nope. Next one. Never heard the end of a song again.
It was really, really bad. And the crazy thing about it is the bars are still there. Like, he can still rap.
He has.
But yeah. I felt like Parks because I was like, this, like, I'm a super engineer. Like, this is awful. The production don't even make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't make, it was so, if I could see that the production was bad, I could imagine what everybody else thought about it. That was bad.
And this is more than most get. Did Wayne have one great album? Like, just one?
I think he had two.
What was the second one?
I think the Carter 2 and 3 are great albums.
Huh.
You can, like, if you really want to dive into the weeds, some would say all the first three were great.
No, for sure.
Carter,
like,
1 was fantastic.
But in terms of Lil Wayne being what he is today, it's because of the Carter 3. Carter 3 opened up, the Hot Boys. It almost opened up Wayne's catalog.
Mm-hmm. It took them to another level.
Yeah. And especially outside of hip hop, so to speak.
He became a pop star.
Yeah, exactly. It's a perfect way of putting it. But I don't think he's had one since.
No. Carter 4 was better. Carter 4
he hasn't
was
anything
okay.
close to Carter 2 or 1.
No, not at all. I mean, and that's because of some of the things that were going on with the music distribution, with Cash mm-hmm. Money and everything. Like, mm-hmm. he kind of lost his prime a little bit. So, yeah. He ain't had nothing like those two. Those three. I'll put the Carter 1 in there. Carter 1, that's when I, like, woke up to Wheezy as an MC. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, this dude going crazy.
No easy way to transition here, so I'll just say it. The trade Kyle Madsen presented on the Insiders was Malik Monk and DeMar DeRozan for, initially had Kings giving up picks, but after discussion, I think Kings also get a first rounder. Okay. So this is really centered around quickly Agbaji, Jonathan Mogbo. But that's DeRozan and Malik.
DeRozan and Malik gets you quickly the 9 in Agbaji and one other player.
There's no pick. There's no 9 here. Well, no. There's no 9. There's a future first.
I need 9.
I mean, I think. Yeah, Kyle later threw in a future first.
Okay. I need 9. If I'm giving you Malik.
Is anyone coming off of their lottery pick this year? Let me try that again. Would anyone come off that? I mean, we saw what Memphis did, but that was just outside the lottery. Mm-hmm. Is anyone coming off their lottery pick?
I hear Toronto's 9 is available.
Okay.
Yeah, it feels like Toronto's trying to win now.
Yeah, I hear Toronto's 9 is available. And then depending on what you hear and some of the things that's going on, New Orleans 7 might be available. So I think those are the two. Those are the two lottery picks that I see that could be had. Yeah, just those two.
Okay.
I don't think the Hawks are trading that Kings pick. The Spurs might, but that's a different discussion. I'm talking about the Spurs 14. That's in the lottery, right? The Atlanta pick.
Yeah.
So that might be up for grabs in the right deal.
Yeah, that one can be had. I think that one can be had.
But that's it. Nothing like the 7 and the 9 are the two biggest lottery picks that could be available.
Okay. The 2, the 3, the 4, the 5, those aren't going anywhere.
They're not. I think Charlotte should be
there's only one play. There's only one trade package where the 2 is getting should you even entertain.
Right.
And that's
right.
The Milwaukee one. That's it. There's no other conversation.
No, and I think
unless there's a Nikola Jokic deal available that we don't know about, or something crazy that we don't know about.
Yeah, they. Nah, it's not. It's not for everyone.
Right, right.
It's not for everyone. So, I think the 7 and the 9 could be had though.
Let me ask. Sorry, I don't mean to like take us all over the place. As I say that, if you're the Bucks. do you call and ask? Like, if you're the Milwaukee Bucks, mm-hmm. do you call San Antonio and say, like, open that discussion without naming names? If, hey, what would it take to get that number two pick?
If Giannis doesn't give me a commitment that he's a Buck for life, then I'm absolutely looking to see which what
is,
I can get for him.
Which is why I'm saying you don't call the Spurs and go, hey, you want to trade Giannis for the two, or you want to build hey, I don't even know who's in – I don't remember. It's not RC.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
See Buford. It's not Mitch Johnson. It's someone else. Hey,
Brian Wright.
Brian Wright. There you go. Brian B. It's me. Hey, what would it take? What would it take for you to come off that number two pick? And I'm Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Do you do that just to see if he says, "Well, I mean, obviously, it's going to cost Giannis."
Yeah, sure. Sure, absolutely.
Okay, tell me more.
Yeah,
because I'm kind of with Jesse.
If you're not trading him this year, and you hold like everyone, like Spurs have assets, Rockets have assets, the Knicks. If you wanted to go that way, like I guess you wanted to try and win now. Like there's teams where it's like you have plenty of options. If you're the Bucks, where you're not going to go down in the dumps if you necessarily trade Giannis. Next year you might get a lot less, or even the year after that. But again, if he says I want to be a Buck for life, cool, let's work then. But if he's kind of like, oh, we'll see after the season.
But here's the thing. I'm not even buying the Buck for life thing. Like, this happens every year. There's some sort of big meeting with Giannis and the Bucks that's getting reported by someone.
Well, if he's a Buck for life, I need him to say that in front of 20,000 Bucks fans. Just put it on wax.
Didn't Kyrie say he wanted to be back at the TD Garden?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How'd that go?
Hey, what are you doing?
No, I'm just asking. But my point is, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be a Buck for life? Okay, cool. Look, we're going to do everything we can to build a championship team. For us, for you, for the city. But these, you know, big grandstand meetings that we have to have every year where Chris Haynes is reporting about them, or Mark Stein is reporting about them, or Shams Charania is reporting about them. That's got to stop. If you're in, you're all the way in, and we're going to make this work together. If not, let's go about business then.
Right.
And that's why I'm at least calling it. You might, if you're Milwaukee, you might never get this opportunity again. And the San Antonio Spurs could say, no, like, nothing. You can't get the number two pick from us. But if I'm Milwaukee, I'm like, hey, what would it – tell me, you guys got multiple lottery picks. You've got assets and a roster that the entire league is clamoring for. Mm-hmm. You've got the guy who now knows karate. What would it take to come off that number two pick and open the door for them to say Giannis?
If you're the Bucks too, what are you even doing this year? Like, Dame blew out his Achilles. Like,
if you're the Bucks, I don't know what you're doing, period.
It's kind of like, it's not the exact same situation. It's kind of like a couple years ago when Casey's like, yeah, it's time for Philly to trade Embiid, and they held on to him. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of how I feel with the Bucks. Like, it's probably
that time. That was us. We said that.
Oh, yeah. We did, yeah.
Excuse me?
Sorry. Yeah, I just misremember stuff. I remember. You were like, oh, wow. Dame. He's like, yeah, they should really trade Embiid. And you're like, Casey, you're like, no, I disagree vehemently, or whatever that word is.
All right, man. We got to go to break.
All right, man.
I mean, because if that's what we're doing today, we got to go to break, man.
Mark Gore joins us at the top of the hour. Sac State's making moves. We'll talk about it on ESPN 1320. All right, man. Let's keep getting these trade proposals in. It's the off season's of trades.
That's what it is.
Buddha, hit the Elk Grove Kia Talk line, 916-909-1320. Mark Gore, AD over at Sac State, going to join us here in a couple minutes. What's up, Buddha?
What's up, family? How my boys doing today?
We good, man. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm good. I'm great, man. Living the life, you know how it is. I got a trade proposal I want to check out because I seen there was a report that the Toronto Raptors was interested in Malik Monk. So I believe earlier in the playoffs, it was like a report that the Kings was interested in R.J. Barrett. So what if it was Monk for R.J. Barrett? How would you feel about that, knowing that it was another, like, move for a point guard coming up?
How you feel? That's I don't want to do too much and say that's your guy, but you do like R.J. Barrett.
I do. I just like him.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, just I wouldn't be mad at it. He's still a young guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's still young. He's actually a little bit more productive than people give him credit for, I think.
So 27.7 this year, 29.6 next year. He'll be 26 when that contract expires next year.
Dang, when it expires.
Yeah,
next year. In
the 26-27 season.
Gotcha.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So he would have next season at 27.7, the following season at 29.6. He would be an unrestricted free agent when he turns 27.
And it's part of a Monk deal, right? That's mm-hmm. what Buddha was saying.
Yep.
I mean, yes. Yes. I'll say yes. I just want to put it out. I don't want Monk to go anywhere. I would want to trade these outside of Keon. I'd want to trade these other guards.
But what do you. Yeah, for sure.
I'm trade Devin Carter and that. And
yeah.
Have Monk and Keon coming off the bench.
Like.
But he's got a very tradable contract, a very favorable contract.
Malik or RJ?
Malik.
And I know Buddha said this. You know, we still. That doesn't help as it is. It doesn't help. It doesn't help the point guard problem.
RJ can play point guard.
So we're going to do that again?
He's
is
not.
He primarily a point guard or is he primarily a two guard?
I mean, I think in a perfect world, you'd probably want him as a two, but it's not like experimenting with Malik Monk at the one. RJ is a little bit more sound.
What's he, 6'7"?
Yeah, I want to say about 6'6", 6'7". He's a little bit more sound, a little more solid as a potential point guard. I don't think he's necessarily.
Are you comparing him to Malik Monk or just in general you think he's a solid?
Both, right? I don't think he's an organizer.
Thank you.
He's not an
organizer. You knew exactly where I was going.
Yeah, he's not an organizer, but you can have R.J. Barrett as your point guard and be fine.
Hmm.
You can.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't hate the idea. I think R.J. Barrett's a little bit better than Malik. So the backcourt's R.J. and LaVine.
Yeah, good size.
I mean, you still have a DeMar trade to work.
Yeah.
In the scenario that Buddha presented, at least you still have a DeMar trade to work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It'd be interesting if Toronto was interested in DeMar DeRozan. Like, I know that may sound silly. There was a note that Washington has, now I don't know if they have inquired or just had a, or just called. Maybe it was a 10-second conversation about Bradley Beal in Phoenix. So, like, returning to your former team isn't, like, something crazy.
No. I mean, that conversation is wild. Like, even thinking about Bradley Beal going back to Washington, if I was Bradley Beal, I'd be like, hold on, all right, let's talk about this. Like, I'll waive the no-trade clause. All right, let's not go back there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I still
think. Your boy going to have to make nice if DeMar got traded, too.
Well, they'd have to make nice with each other, man. They was brothers, man. They should squash all that.
Yeah, I guess.
They would squash all that. They was pretty tight back there, man. So,
did you see DeMar say he doesn't go out? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, he doesn't go out during the drink. Season, doesn't drink.
Yeah, I believe it.
I believe it. I absolutely believe it.
That's one of the reasons why he's able to perform at that level at this age. You see it. You know, he takes working out seriously. He takes taking care of his body seriously. So it's it shows. Mm-hmm. It absolutely shows.
I love that, though, in athletes. Like, no, I take myself, I take my approach to this game very seriously. And I think that happens more with guys who are kind of overachievers, where, you know, there's a lot of guys who just have this extraordinary level of talent and can get by on a minimal work ethic. Right. I think Dwight was one of those guys. I think Dwight Howard was extraordinarily talented. He was a physical marvel, and he didn't take other aspects of being a professional athlete seriously. I think he took the game of basketball seriously, but I don't think he took the other aspects of being a professional athlete seriously. Mm. You know, the joke about his diet and all that, you know, that has an impact on you. It might not have an impact on you when you're 24, but your career was probably a little bit shorter, at least as a high-level basketball player, than it needed to be, than it had any business being. And people say, oh, that's big guys, that big guy. No, it's big guys who don't take care of themselves. It's professional athletes that don't take care of themselves. Chris Paul is 40 years old. There's a reason. Mm-hmm. He's still playing at the level he's playing. Like, Chris Paul, I know Chris Paul went plant-based for a little while. Like, Chris Paul is constantly looking for whatever little thing he can do that, you know, now that he's 36, I'm going to try this. Well, I'm 37 now. I got to add this to it. I'm 38. I got to add this to it. Like, there's a reason. All of the rumors about whatever the actual number is that LeBron James spends on his body, from all of the equipment that he has at his house to the therapist, to the cooks, to all of that. Yo, there's a reason that man is at 41 playing at the level that he's playing, or at 40 playing at the level that he's playing at.
And you can do it. I know we marvel, and rightfully so, at what LeBron and Tom Brady and these guys can do. But you can do it. I am a believer that you can go out there late 30s, early 40s and compete. But you got to do the work early, like DeMar does, right? Like, you can't get to 38 and then be like, all right, I want to take care of my body.
Right.
You have to do this starting at like 28, 29 and kind of building your body up.
The deficiency
up.
Is too deep right now to try to catch up.
Right. Building your body up at that point to be able to continue to play at this time. It's almost like putting deposits in the bank. You know, you take care of yourself early, it'll take care of you on the back end.
Yeah, it's trying to start saving for retirement at 42 is going to be really tough. Really, really tough. Yeah. Go on, get ahead of that now, player. Get ahead of that now. Let's switch gears for a minute, because we've got company joining us in about 5 minutes. Mm. The athletic director of Sac State, Mark Orr, is going to join us. One of our favorites, one of our brothers. Love hanging out with him, love talking to him. Because Sac State's making moves.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And we had been waiting for an announcement. We had been waiting for where the move may be. And we got it.
Yeah. Sac State leaving the big sky in all sports and going to the Big West in the Olympic sports. Now, the Olympic sports are basically everything outside of football. And this is a move that I think is great for Sac State. It's great for Sac State. Obviously, this week has been not exactly the week they wanted and the news they wanted with the recommendation to not have the waiver from the NCAA football committee. But everything else, getting into the Big West is the move. That is the move. The Big Sky, when I think about recruiting, when I think about excitement around the city, excitement on campus, no disrespect to these schools because they're fine institutions and fine programs athletically and all this other stuff. But Montana State isn't even batting. People aren't even batting an eye at that here in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Nobody's tripping off Montana State.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, and I'm not saying these are better programs or nothing like that, but when you talk about college sports, there's more familiarity with the Cal State Fullerton, with a Long Beach State. You know, oh, Long Beach State coming to town or Sac State, you know, where they got a chance to win the Big West regular season title, you know, with a game this week in Long Beach State. There's people that live in Southern California, and there might be student body that say, hey, man, let's go to Long Beach State. You mm-hmm. know, they got a game on Saturday. Let's get down. Just little stuff like that. Recruiting guys. All those teams in the Big West are in Southern California. So recruiting players from Southern California to say, hey, you come up to Sacramento State, we go down there and play all those teams down in SoCal. You know, your family will be able to see you. Your friends will be able to see you. It's just easier. It's an easier sell than, well, we got Idaho State on the docket this year.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like I said, I'm not saying it's you know, this the Big Ten, but this is a lot better of a situation, in my opinion, for Sac State than where they were in the Big Sky for these Olympic sports. They still got to figure out what they want to do with football,
yeah.
which is the main issue, I guess.
Yeah.
But everything else, basketball, opening up that arena at the Well, and you know, and everything that's going on with that, the Big West is so much better for what they're trying to do in these Olympic sports than the Big Sky. This is a great day. This is something I've been saying to these guys for years. Like, man, mm-hmm. y'all got to get out of the Big Sky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a move that had to be made. So salute to them. I love it.
And these are all they're all California universities except mm-hmm. Hawaii, right?
Right. Right. Yep. So I think that's a dope aspect to it. The Sac State is the only Northern California school. Everybody, mm-hmm. and then obviously Hawaii, but everybody else is in Southern California. You got Northridge, you got Cal Poly,
mm-hmm.
Santa Barbara, Irvine, all these schools down there. So I think it's great. I thought it was good for UC Davis when they were in the Big West. Now mm-hmm. they're going to the Mountain West. We'll see how that works out. But I enjoy it. I think it's a really good fit, man. So.
It's kind of the funny thing before Mark joins us here. Like, we talk about NILs and transfer portals and, you know, all of the newer and more unique aspects to athlete participation in college sports than we've seen, like, in our lifetime.
Mm.
All this is the athletes catching up with the universities.
That's it.
Universities are doing the same thing. These move between like conferences, all of these different things. It all centers around the same thing that the athletes are doing now,
mm-hmm.
and that's money.
Right. Right.
These young men and women were essentially, and I know people will not appreciate this wording, and that's perfectly fine, but they're essentially trapped there. You commit there, you're there, and there's very little you can do about it. Mm-hmm. You're not making any money. Coach can give your roster spot away any year. There's no promises to what you're going to be offered by that university. And, you know, now that's changing. You know, now athletes are getting paid. We talk about the $9 million deal that turned down earlier. We know these coaches, these athletic directors, they've got to recruit their own student athletes every single day.
Yeah.
You've got to keep them happy. You got to make sure they're valued. You got to do all of that stuff. And again, this is exactly what conferences have been doing.
Yeah.
All of these years, it's exactly what conferences have been doing. Now Sac State looking for what's best for them.
Yeah, man. And like you said, they've been with they've been with the Big Sky for 30 years. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel much like certain relationships, right? Like they've just gone in different directions. Mm-hmm. X-State's trying to do something different. Mm-hmm. They've got an opportunity to move their whole operation closer to home. And I think this is a great move for him.
Sac State told the big Sky, it's not you, it's me.
Pretty much.
We've grown apart, baby. We gotta go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.